This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. Time now for Krusty's Corner, and here he is, the former Cowboy scout, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I wonder if Richard Jefferson's trolling the Knicks right now because they asked the panel for the best overall pick in the draft, and he said the Knicks. And the Knicks didn't take anybody, did they?
No, they didn't. They're gearing up for Jalen Brunson, the big fish.
I mean, they're all everybody's looking at him like, Richard, you got to pick somebody. And he's like, no, I'm picking the Knicks. They didn't take anybody.
He's a big Brunson fan.
He is a big Brunson fan. All right, I teased it. It's Friday. It's the Sports Mix. Wooly Bully, since you're back in the saddle, I'll start off with you first.
Ooh, hot seat.
Is Kyrie Irving a coach killer?
Ooh.
And when I mean coach killer, that you get this guy that, you know, all the talent and everything about him is great, but at the end of the day, he's going to make your life miserable.
I'd lean yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that maybe from what we're hearing, Jason Kidd might be workable. That seems like a guy that he respects a lot, looks up to, admired as a youngster, loved watching him play as a Nets fan growing up. So maybe Jason Kidd would be a coach that he respects. I think that he, you know, it worked in Cleveland when he was young, playing for a guy like Ty Lue. There might be certain, you know, former players that are now coaches that could work with him, but I think that it's starting to show that I'd lean yes in that regard. He's a difficult guy to coach and to play with and to work with. I mean, that's we're now talking about multiple cities, multiple stops, where this is a trend with Kyrie Irving. So I think absolutely you're looking at a team killer, a coach killer, whatever phrase you want to lean with there. The answer is yes with Kyrie, which is why I am absolutely terrified at the thought of him as a Dallas Maverick. Even though he's absolutely an elite talent, I think that the risk outweighs the reward when it comes to Kyrie Irving.
Eric?
The quote that Kyrie had the day that Steve Nash became the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets was, I think it's going to change the way we see coaches. I don't really see us having a head coach. KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach.
Mm.
That's a quote from Kyrie the day they
Kyrie.
That Steve Nash becomes the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. He is the, yes, he is the epitome of whatever the description of coach killer is. I think Kyrie Irving sits right near atop that list of a guy. You just can't depend on him, and he will literally go out and say, we don't need you, man. I can do your job. It's terrible.
And I got to just comment, like, we got a text from the 469. Really hate on Kyrie because of not his basketball skills or his basketball accomplishments. We're talking about his personality. Hey, let's talk about basketball. The Boston Celtics had Kyrie Irving on their team, right? He doesn't play for them, and they go to the conference finals without him. They were a better team without Kyrie Irving because he didn't gel with them on the floor. That's basketball related, right? Because he was a cancer for that locker room, for that team, right? There's something to be said about that. How do personalities mesh? Kyrie Irving is a difficult individual to play with, to coach with. And we just talked about how this Maverick team overachieved, was able to make it to the conference finals. You have one of the best players in the sport in Luka Doncic, but the rest of these guys had great continuity, had a great rapport with one another. Kyrie Irving could go ahead and blow all of that up. So yeah, he's a great player. But there's a whole lot else that come into this, and you have to factor that in.
I'm willing to put up with it in the right set of circumstances. You know, what you said about maybe him respecting Jason Kidd and Jason Kidd liking him, I think is important here. I don't think he's a coach killer because I think it's so unpredictable and wacky that GMs know. We don't blame it on you. I mean, he actually might be good cover for a coach. What's wrong with this team? It's not me. I mean, if you're the coach talking to the GM, you're like, man, don't know what to tell you. Kyrie's not here again. You know, like, and as far as his game, he just misses a third of the games.
Yeah.
If you could tell me he's going to play all the games, then I could take Kyrie Irving. We would figure it out. He's an NBA champion, you know, and he might be the best point guard when he's on.
I like what Zach was talking about, and I think everybody kind of agrees about the whole thing with Jason Kidd as being a guy that he would look up to. I really like the fact you brought up Ty Lue. I think it's another one that, you know, when you talk to people around the league, it's like, well, you know, and the reason I brought this question up is because I was curious. You know, sometimes you just stay away from players because you just don't want to deal with it. You just, this guy is going to cost me my job. As talented as he is going to cost me my job. They're going to trust him more than they're going to trust me. So I asked some guys around the league, and they were like, yeah, but the names that you guys were mentioning, Jason Kidd and the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Do you think that Jason Garrett should be giving Mike McCarthy advice? Or if you're Mike McCarthy, would you take his advice?
I absolutely would. You know, not about actual coaching, but when it comes to how to move in the halls,
yeah,
what to listen to, what the skill set is for blocking stuff out. Yeah, I think Jason Garrett's the ultimate survival coach when it comes to being up there at the star. What it's going to take to, you know, go on a decade run of stealing the Jones money and not doing a good job. Those are valuable skills for Mike McCarthy right now.
Amen, man. Like, how can I be mediocre at what I do and get to do it for a decade?
Yeah.
That, like, absolutely, Jason Garrett's qualified for that.
Well, I mean, Jason Garrett was qualified because he had a great relationship with Jerry. I don't know if those same qualifications work for Mike. I think Mike might have a good relationship with Steven.
I think you're right about that.
I don't know about Jerry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's a weird thing with Mike McCarthy.
He's got to get Jerry to like him.
Yeah.
That's what Jason's going to coach him up on. You got to be buddies with the boss.
I'm with you there. That's a great point.
See, that's where I remember Parcells, and that's way back in the day. Parcells used to buddy up with Steven to get things done through Jerry. It wasn't about trying to get Jerry to convince Jerry. It was about buddy up to Steven. Steven then talks to Dad. Then Dad's like, well, okay, that sounds like a good idea. But the interaction you watch these guys have during these practices and stuff like that, he's always chumming up with Steven, you know. But to answer the question here, Garrett's advice was like, be your best. It was, you know, it was that coach speak kind of thing. I'd be more impressed if Garrett came out and said, listen, there's a lot of crap you just can't control. You know, there's things that organization is going to do that you just can't control. And you just, if you want to be the coach there, you got to live with it.
Yeah.
You know, I would have had more respect if he would have said that.
You could make a lot of hay this next year if you don't complain at all. And the way to do it is just to block it all out.
We'll try and block it all out. All right. Eric.
Yes, sir.
Did you like the fact that the Mavs went back into the draft to grab a guy?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we talked about this a decent amount yesterday. Like, we were all kind of on board. If there's a guy that you like, this is a perfect opportunity. You just cleared out the end of your bench. You have some roster holes here. This is a perfect time to capitalize where you're not having to give up much and you get a guy that you really liked. You thought he was a top 20 player in the draft. To me, that's a no-brainer. You've got to start because of what your cap's going to look like over the next few years with Luka eating up so much of it. You have to find ways to get great bang for your buck. And there's nothing better than draft picks. You develop them and then, okay, now he's contributing and he's making little to no money. The Celtics had a bunch of those, and even Golden State had a couple of those with Jordan Poole and these guys. So I think it's vital to do it. Now the work starts of developing him and make him something to where he's actually got a role on your team.
Yeah, I agree. Look, to go up and get Jaden Hardy, a guy who was, 19 on their board, is what we heard in the second round. Seems like a no-brainer. He fell. He was a dude who was projected top 5 to 10 preseason, didn't live up to those expectations, but he's been playing in the G League, so he's got some NBA-ready experience. I think they think he fits what they're trying to do. I like it. They're finally valuing the draft a little bit, which is a first.
Yeah, great move. Awesome job by the Mavs. Yeah, thumbs up.
Yeah, to me, I just think there's a different vibe with this organization now.
Yeah.
And I think it's I have a relationship with Mark Cuban, you know, and it's very friendly. But I applaud if he's completely taken a step back and allowed Nico and Kidd and those guys to do their job. I'm not going to lie. I was worried that Mark was going to run roughshod over these guys. Because you didn't have a guy that had been a general manager before.
Just wanted yes men. Yeah, That's what I was worried about.
And then you hired Kidd because he needed the gig, you know, that kind of thing, and you were going to run
roughshod. And you needed some good love with the fans.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think that's at all. No. I honestly,
great hires.
I honestly feel like, though, that they've got this thing at least going the right direction. You know, and if we're hearing the things that we're hearing about the Brunson thing, I think we're all hearing about that. You're starting to hear the whispers about, is this guy really an all-star? Is he really a $25 million a year player? If that's the case and they're not falling in love with guys, you know, their players, I am all about this right now.
You got rid of Porzingis, a great trade there. You made a trade with the Houston Rockets, who have hated Mark Cuban for the last half decade. You got that done. You cut through multiple things already. They have my full trust and excitement about what they do next, and I can't wait to see it. All right, let's step aside. Thank you so much. Brian brought us in Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 2:40. Coming up next, 5 Cowboys bold predictions. We have running back rankings with Wolchuk. Where does 21 belong now? It is next here on 105.3 The Fan.